It's been called the long goodbye, Alzheimer's disease, and it has affected so many over the years and so many more people of color. Our guest right now is Dan Gasby. His wife, the famous model B. Smith, suffers from Alzheimer's. And this weekend, tomorrow, there's going to be a community health Alzheimer's luncheon at North Carolina A&T State University. Tomorrow from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Alumni Foundation Event Center. And Dan Gasby and his wife, B. Smith, will be attending. Dan Gasby, welcome back to the show. How are you?
You know, Tom, always good to listen to you regularly. Always good to hear you. I'm doing fine. But
how's B doing?
You know what? You know, as you so accurately describe it, she's on a journey, and the journey, like anything that's real, it has its ups and downs. Right now, we're in a hotel, and she got up twice tonight and was walking around. And so she's asleep now, and she's good. She's in fine spirits, but she's not going to be on only because she didn't go to sleep for about 45 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So it's, but she really has a great attitude, and she understands as best she can that, Tom, that what she's going through, you know, 5.5 million people out here are going through, and that in our community, twice the number of people who are black are getting it to the rate of what, you know, non-African Americans are. So it's a tough struggle, my brother.
It's got to be tough confronting your struggle publicly, like you're going to do tomorrow in front of all these people at North Carolina A&T. How tough is that?
You know, let me tell you something very personal. When we got the diagnosis, we were devastated because this woman, who always looks 20 years younger than she actually is, we walked down the street from the hospital, and she looked me in the eye with a tear, and she said, you know what, I don't want anyone to define me. I want to define myself. We've got to talk about that. And the more we looked into it, the more we found out that our people are disproportionately affected. And quite honestly, Tom, it's an existential threat to the African-American community because 2 out of 3 people with Alzheimer's are women. And you know how important black women are in the church with regard to educating our youth, with regard to keeping the household intact. And so if grandma or auntie gets it, they can impact not just themselves and the people near, but future generations. 2-3 generations will be impacted. So we knew the more we looked into this, Tom, and we don't talk about it as the people. We're starting to do better now. We knew that we had to make a clarion type of call and let people know that this is not pretty. This is not a sitcom. You know, this is not something that you get over. And for the caregiver, it's a 24/7, non-stop situation.
And you wrote a wonderful book, Before I Forget.
Yes.
Which you have been so kind to share with us a couple of times on this show. And it really is more for the caregivers tomorrow, the luncheon, as much as those who are going through this disease themselves, because you're going through it. But obviously, as a caregiver, it is something that a message that you want to share with those that will be attending the luncheon at North Carolina A&T. Is that right?
Yes. Well, we're very proud to be down at A&T. You know, Dr. Goldie Berg, who's a big part of why we wrote the book and what she's doing with Coach. You know, she's on the forefront of the battle against this disease. It's like fighting a terrorist. It's like fighting ISIL or Al-Qaeda or any sort of terrorist group. It's not rational. It doesn't give. It only takes. There's no thank yous. There's no negotiating with it. And, you know, we wanted to be here because I think of my mother, I think of my grandmother, I think of the women I've seen around the country who are dealing with this, and the women who are taking care of the women. Let me make it straight. There's not just only women, obviously, but
right.
When I see the impact that it has on the household, it's something that we felt very compelled to be down to be here in North Carolina, Greensboro, at North Carolina A&T to support that whole organization. They're doing an unbelievable job.
Do you have a number where people who are in the area would like to be a part of this?
You know, I don't have the number directly on me, but I can get that number. But if you go online, you certainly can CRT, the Corey Center, will, you know, they'll be happy to give you the information. The Coach Center, excuse me, C O A A C H Center, and the number will be available.
God All bless right. you. God bless
yeah.
you both.
Give B a hug for me,
Tom, same.
And a kiss.
Thank you, and appreciate your support.
Yeah. Wow.